You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you had a good day. Hope you're having a good evening. I hope you're having a good night. Either way, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America. You could be on the free Odyssey app. You could be tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be locked in on Sirius XM channel 158, or you could be tuned in on a smart speaker. All I have to do is say thank you. It's Friday. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And what are we going to talk about over the next 4 hours? A lot. Well, first of all, I'm not just going to be the one talking. I'm going to talk to you. Jadeveon Clowney has a new job. He's going to be playing for the Ravens. Sam Howell has a new job. He's been named starting quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Okay, let's see what he does for a full season. James Harden, he continues on about how his relationship with the Philadelphia 76ers, it's beyond repair. We'll get into that. Lionel Messi, one of the most famous athletes on planet Earth, has discussed the standing of professional soccer, of professional football here in the United States of America. And no, not the NFL, but Lionel Messi has some thoughts. And I'm going to share them with you later on in the show. So between James Harden and NFL QBs, I mean, Tyreek Hill has opened up his mouth about how he prepares for some football matches and football matchups, I should say. We got plenty to do. And the last time I looked as well, for my baseball fans out there, particularly all of the Yankee fans, because let's face it, New Yorkers are, I don't want to say they're like, well, Shep, I got to be careful. Can I say diarrhea on air?
Well, you just did.
I did.
So, yes, now the rabbit's out of the bag.
Yeah, Yankee fans are everywhere. They spread all over the place. And so I'm sure there are a lot of New York Yankee fans that are miserable just all over the country. And then even tonight, they have additional reason to be miserable because guess what? The New York Yankees, even on they didn't play yesterday. They played a game tonight. The Yankees suck. They lost to the Red Sox, their hated rival. The Yankees lost 8-3. And so we got a lot to get into. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, if you want to talk to us, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. You just heard his name. You heard his voice. More importantly, you heard his voice. Shep is here from New York. Shep, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing well, JR. Thanks for asking, man. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm okay. Shep, I'm okay, but I'm not okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I like summer. You like summer? You like summer, right?
I've never met someone who does not love summer.
Yeah. And I like football. But I feel like in life, you got to choose one. Like, you can't like summer. You can't love summer and then love football. Because we know by the time football season comes around, more traditionally, it's fall and summer is gone. We know traditionally, if you have to think about the seasons, if you understand a calendar, Labor Day comes and preseason football is done. Summertime is done. Sure, not officially on a calendar, but it's finished. And then you go through the regular season, and then, boom, by the time we get to the Super Bowl, we're in winter time. And so the NFL is really, if I want to be a meteorologist, if I want to be, I don't know, Al Roker, I'm looking at the weather and I'm saying, hey, this is time for the NFL. It's winter. It's fall. It's not summer. Nobody associates the NFL with summer. If you want to associate the NFL with summer, you're only looking at training camp. But you know what? At this point in time, and what's today's date? It is Friday, August 18th, 2023. 2023 years after Jesus. Shepherds, after he died, right?
I believe so, yes.
After he's gone.
Yes.
I don't care about the NFL. Like, I want to see training camp and who's emerging and who's looking good and who's not looking good. But, man, I don't care about the fourth string guy. I don't care about the fifth string guy. I don't care about who's not going to be on the team in 5 months. I could care less, but I am ready for football, but I am not ready for the end of summer. I want to wear my shorts. I want to wear my T-shirt. I want to, you know, stand outside and look at the sunset. I want to look at everything else that's going to be outside in the summertime, if you understand me. I like fall, too. I like a hoodie. I like sweatpants. I like it. But I don't need half-ass football. Here, how about this? Tonight, NFL preseason. Here in Atlanta, the Bengals and the Falcons are going at it, right? Ain't nobody scoring nothing. The score is right now 10-6. I'm looking at it in the studio. Falcons lead 10-6, and Desmond Ridder went out there, and he threw, what, 8 passes, and 9 passes. He completed 7. He threw an interception, and so people will complain about this for a week. Taylor Heinicke is out there right now, 13-21. We've seen everything that Taylor Heinicke can do for Washington, but for me, I'm like, oh. I can read about this tomorrow. And maybe it's because I want to know what's going on all over the NFL. Maybe it's because I'm as interested in the Falcons as I am. I don't know I want to call them San Diego so bad, but they are the Los Angeles Chargers. Maybe it's because I want to see what Jordan Love has to do up in Green Bay with the Packers. The preseason sucks. Every year that has gone on and gone by in the NFL, I am less interested in the preseason. There used to be a point in time where the stars and the starters, they played a series. They played a couple of plays. They progressed towards a quarter. But now, what am I looking for? We only got 3 preseason games. This is basically tryouts. Who wants to watch tryouts? Not me. I do not care. This might as well be dodgeball back in the 3rd grade. You got to choose. You got to select who's going to do this and who's going to play and who... I don't need to be there for a 3rd grade process. This is the NFL. And sure, there are going to be some stars who get a snap, get 2 snaps. You hope they don't get hurt. But that's overall the modern era of preseason football, of preseason action. And so even if I have to look at the schedule, just over the past, I don't know, 24 hours, I'm like, do I care? And the answer is no. Tonight, we only got 2 games. The Falcons and the Bengals, the Giants and the Panthers. Well, are you looking at Daniel Jones? The answer is no. Are you looking at Bryce Young? He threw 6 passes tonight. The answer is no. From a fan perspective, this is preseason for fans too. Don't get locked into this. Don't draw too much out of C.J. Stroud and his poor performance a week ago. Don't look at Bryce Young tonight and his 3-of-6 passing. You know what you can judge from this? Nothing. The NFL preseason is preseason for fans as well. So if you sit down and you get to barbecuing and then you throw back, I don't know, a beer or two beers or three beers or whatever you do, it's practice. If you're going and figuring out what you're going to do on your Sunday, you making up an excuse for your wife or your husband or whoever to sit down and watch football all day, the preseason is just, it's practice. Do yourself a favor. Don't look at any of these preseason games and get up in arms. Shep, what's your favorite? Shep, you like ice cream?
Oh, my God, yes.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, I mean, French silk.
What?
French silk.
I've never heard of that.
Wait
a minute. There is an ice cream flavor called French silk?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of French vanilla. Is that the same thing as French silk?
So it's like closest thing to describe it would be like a chocolate mocha mousse. Like, that's the best way to describe it. And then it has a chocolate chip, which is just to die for. I could always go the cookie dough route as well. That's a good one.
You're fancy, Chef.
Yeah.
French silk.
Or Chunky Monkey. Y'all know what I'm talking about with that one.
Chunky Monkey comes from, what's them folks called? Ben and Jerry's, right?
Ben and Jerry's, Haagen-Dazs, Turkey Hill, I believe that brand has it as well. Yeah.
Everybody knows Chunky Monkey. It's cookies and cream. It's like that, right?
Yes, and I have a feeling people like
with
ice
cookie
cream.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, cookie dough is so good. I have a feeling people like ice cream, JR, more than they do the NFL preseason. That's just a hunch.
Yeah. But this is the point. Shep, you like French silk.
Oh, yeah.
I like cookies and cream. But to sit down and watch NFL preseason football, you know what flavor it is?
Well, it's less than vanilla. It's less than vanilla. It ain't even vanilla. Because actually, there's a lot of people that do like vanilla.
I was going to call it vanilla.
Right. I know you were.
And that's what it is. And we got a bunch. I got to be careful with my words here. I don't need the emails. I don't. We got a lot of folks who sit around and look at the NFL preseason and just, they make grandiose statements. They draw conclusions based on what they see. And it's lazy because it's vanilla. Come on now. The teams aren't operating at full strength. They got backups out there. The teams aren't going through the entire playbook. They're not even showing a quarter of what they're going to do. This is vanilla. If I got to think about summertime, as much as I love summer, there comes a point in time where I'm outside. Yeah, story time. Listen carefully. There comes a point in time where I'm outside and I got an ice cream cone. And I'm sitting around, you know, maybe it's a Sunday or a Saturday and I'm enjoying myself and I got an ice cream cone and I'm just like, oh, this is cold. This is frozen. And you know what? As the time goes on, it starts to melt. It starts to drip. And then you're left with absolutely nothing. That's the NFL preseason. The NFL has cut down on the amount of games from 4 to 3. The teams have cut down on the access and the availability to players, especially the veterans. You only got young dudes playing and dudes who may not even play in the season. You blink, and then you miss it. So how about this? Hey, congratulations to the New York Giants tonight. They beat the Carolina Panthers 21-19. Bryce Young threw 6 passes. Great. Daniel Jones, he played tonight. He threw a touchdown, 8 of 9. Great. Saquon Barkley didn't even get a touch. Come on now. I love football. I'll watch anything. But preseason, spare me. I don't need to see nobody playing half-ass football. If I want that, I'll watch, I don't know, the XFL. I'll watch Madden. I'll watch something else, but I'm not watching this. We have 17 regular season games. And I'm all about what's real. I'm about the pros. I'm about the best of the best. If he is going to be delivering packages to me in 2 months from now, I don't need to watch him on an NFL preseason game. Because he's like summer. He's here today. And in a few weeks, he's going to be gone. Sorry. I love football. I don't give a damn about no preseason. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you interested in preseason football? Every year that goes by, especially now with a 17-game slate, the importance of a preseason game to me just feels, it's just lighter. The coaches are evaluating, yes, in the preseason games, but they're evaluating through practice. I'm like Mike Tomlin. One of my favorite quotes of all time, we do not care. I do not care. What say you about the NFL preseason? 855-212-4CBS. And as we continue on with the show, yes, we're going to get into James Harden. We're going to talk about Sam Howell being called quarterback one of the Washington football team. I do want to discuss with you Jadeveon Clowney to the Ravens. We have so much to get into. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. Happy Friday night to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
We do not care.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, listen to this. It's Friday night, right? There were ridiculously intriguing NFL matchups that took place tonight. I can't say that. I'd be lying out my damn teeth. The Giants beat the Panthers 21-19. Oh, my God. You know who we saw on the field? Bryce Young. He threw 6 passes. Great. First-round pick. Nice. Get some experience, right? Great. Sure. Hey, how about this? Daniel Jones just got a new contract. $40 million a year. 9 passes. Nice. And a touchdown. 8 of 9. He's perfect. He looks good. But it's preseason. I can't get up in arms. It drives me, I can't say it drives me nuts because I don't care, but I just find it ridiculous when I hear people talk about preseason and they draw conclusions off of what we see, particularly as it relates to the veterans. I'm like, come on, stop, so what? Daniel Jones is supposed to go 8-9 in the preseason. I don't care if he's starting off the game. I don't care if he's coming in the middle of the game. Who cares? Like, outside of the rookies, it ain't no big damn deal. I'm ready for the regular season. Hit me up when we get to September. And it's bittersweet because I like August, and I like July, and I like June, and I like May. And then by the time we get to September and October and November in December. Sure, we got football, but it's going to be cold outside. Hey, Shep, have you put away your clothes yet, or are you just waiting?
Man, I hold up as long as possible, Jay. I try to extend summer as much as humanly possible, for sure.
See, here in Georgia, I can get away. I can wear shorts all year long.
Yeah, that must be nice.
I put on a hoodie in a winter, but I can wear shorts all year long, you know.
So for all my people, JR, that live on the East Coast, yes, the Northeast, and obviously on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, there's two trains of thought. One, we understand that it's going to be winter, and so half of us want to move south. We want to migrate to Arizona, Texas, Florida, Georgia, et cetera. But the other thought is, yes, it's going to get colder, but we got the holiday season coming up as well. And you got Thanksgiving, and you got Hanukkah and Christmas. And so there is the silver lining to it getting colder. In addition to football getting more serious.
I like all seasons. I like all seasons. Like, I appreciate variety. I like having winter and spring and summer and fall. What am I missing? Did I hit all four of them?
Yeah.
Did, right? Summer, spring, winter, fall. That's four seasons? Yeah, I appreciate that. I like it. I like variety. I can't be somewhere where the weather is the same all the damn time. No, thank you. Now, give me some snow. Maybe. Until it gets dirty. Give me some leaves. Give me some hot weather. I don't like pollen. Keep spring. I hate spring. Stupid-ass pollen. Don't like that stuff. It's green. I got to wash my car every 4 days. If I go outside and breathe the air, now I got an asthma attack. I keep spring. I don't need it. Spring sucks. Let's skip straight from winter and go into summertime. What's going on in spring anyway? Basketball? The finals take place in the summer. We don't need no spring. Keep it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rashawn, he's here from Baltimore. He's in Baltimore. He don't like winter. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Sure. What's up?
Ain't not much, man. Listen, last week I went to the Ravens preseason game against the who they played, the Eagles.
Okay.
Man, it was the worst decision of my life, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, why am I here? I'm tired. I gotta work in the morning. The Orioles about to play. That's when they was, you know, they was on the West Coast, but they still on the West Coast. They was playing against Seattle. And I was like, man, like, why did I waste my time to come down? Well, the tickets was free, but it was just like, this sucks. And I think preseason football has gotten worse over the years. Now they don't even play like the starters no more. The starters used to play, at least play a half at times. Now none of the main players play. So it's just, it's pointless to me. And I'm never going again. Some of my friends hit me up and said, hey, Monday night, you want to go down to D.C. for the Ravens and Commanders game? I'm like, hell no. I'm not wasting my gas and got to pay for beer and the food.
But maybe that's not the saving grace. You can go. You can have fun. It's a communal experience. That's not even a saving grace.
No, it's just meaningless football. I mean, I like, honestly, and I like watching the underdogs and the backups and everything, but it's just sloppy and it don't mean nothing. And I think eventually they should, like, do away with the preseason. You just have maybe one. Like, because it just means that. I used to love it back in the day, back when the Orioles was losing and I had nothing to watch root for right now. But now the Orioles are winning in first place. It's like, man, my attention is so on football. I mean, on baseball right now that I'm not even, you know, worrying about football or some old clowny that the Ravens have signed, you know, that's washed up right now, you know.
Oh, but damn. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Rashawn. I appreciate you for calling from B-More, okay?
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Wow. He can't even find a community. Going to the game with a bunch of friends, that's not even entertaining. Wow. Damn. Like, I'm not going to watch the football. Like, I don't care. Like, y'all figure out the backup. That's not my job. Y'all figure it out. That's what y'all, the coaches, are being paid for. But me, I guess if I go with a bunch of friends and I can sit and I can eat and drink and fellowship and have fun, that's all I care about, right? Rashawn is like, man, I don't care. I can stay at home and do that. I certainly understand. Get a bunch of people over to the house. You don't have to pay for parking. You don't got to pay. You just Everybody show up to the house and that's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, by the way. He's now a Raven. We're going to talk about that in the next break. Hey, Marty is here from Westchester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Hey, good evening, JR. Yeah, to answer your question about the preseason, I just can't wait for, like, September 10th, Giants and Cowboys. I mean, the only thing about the preseason, you hope that these teams can stay away from serious injuries. But, yeah. You know, I grew up in an era where they actually played six preseason games back in the 70s. Can you imagine that?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I mean, that seemed like that it was never ending to play six of those.
Well, we know that they've now cut down from four to three preseason games. And a lot of the starters don't even play in one or two. Maybe they get a dress rehearsal in the last game. It's no exact science. It's just, this is for evaluation purposes. I'm not even watching. Don't care. Not interested, man. Like, I can read anything worthwhile, I can read about it. I don't have to sit down for 3 hours and just figure it out, you know?
Right. Exactly. I just follow the internet, see how the young players are doing, you know, the draft choices. That's really the only thing I get out of preseason.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. Marty, thank you for calling. Marty, after the Yankees, I don't know, I guess they'll lose tomorrow. I'll be on WFAN, okay?
Okay. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow, so I'll call you on the way home.
Uh-oh. Marty, you going to that Yankees game tomorrow?
I have the Saturday partial season ticket plan. Unfortunately, so I'm suffering right now.
Hey, Marty, when you're on your way back, please call me. I hope it's positive news, but the way the Yankees have been playing, it's likely to be negative. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Marty?
Sounds good, JR. Have a good evening.
Hey, thank you so much to my main man, Marty, calling from Westchester, New York. When I'm not here with you on CBS Sports Radio talking to the entire country, I'm talking to New York City, I'm on WFAN. Talking to angry, upset, disappointed, spoiled Yankee fans. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I love Winston-Salem. Some of my best naps in my whole life I've had there. It's Dustin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dustin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, first of all, how are you going to hate on spring when it gives you the Masters, gives you Kentucky Derby, gives you March Madness, baseball begins, NBA, NHL playoffs are starting. It's beautiful. All summer has are mosquitoes, and mosquitoes are the worst.
You live in Winston-Salem.
I do.
So, that's you. You deal with mosquitoes, not me. I'm in Georgia. I'm okay.
You got mosquitoes the size of an albatross.
We do. But, I mean, go through some of these things you named again. Go for them.
All right. We got March Madness.
Okay, wait. Take your time.
We got...
Wait. March Madness, I'll go to the city. Okay, keep going. Fine, whatever. Keep going.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right. What I'm calling for, though, is my ambivalence to the NFL preseason. In fact, I don't even care if the play is bad. What I care about is the four-letter network and all other these, you know, talking heads saying, oh, we noticed this and we noticed that.
Right.
When history shows there's been no correlation to anything that's happened in the preseason. And so I'm just so annoyed with the hype that just doesn't exist from it.
No, I understand. Well, look, Dustin, people are lazy. They try to come up with things just to say to be interesting. And so, hey, the NFL preseason is going to be that barometer, but there's nothing there to measure. It's like, hey, Dustin,
exactly.
This is a weird question. Are you ready for my series of weird questions?
I am ready.
You're American, right?
American, yes, sir.
You've some way or some form participated in Thanksgiving, right?
I have.
Okay, sure. So you, at some point in your life, you've been to someone's house while they are preparing food, correct?
Yes, sir.
Someone can give you a taste of the food they're preparing, but are you fully going to judge the meal based on what you tasted or what the end result is going to be?
Oh, the end result.
Yeah, so this is a whole waste of crap, man. It's just...
Yes, sir.
We can't get there soon enough. Are you a Panthers fan?
Oh, man. So I'm actually originally from St. Louis, so St. Louis Rams fan.
Ouch. Are you a L.A. Rams fan?
Absolutely not.
Damn. There's a lot of people. So for people who are residents of St. Louis, you get a team, it comes from L.A., it parks itself in St. Louis, it ultimately almost 20 years later goes back to L.A. What do you do? Do you quit the NFL? Obviously not. Like, who do you root for? What are you looking at?
I think people of St. Louis did quit the NFL.
Damn.
I know. And I hate it because I love football. But
And rooting for the Chiefs is, you can't even do that. That's too much, right?
No. And that's just it. They expect all the Rams fans to all of a sudden like the Chiefs when we grew up absolutely hating the Chiefs.
That's right. Yeah. The NFL, well, damn. Well, what are we going to say, Dustin? The NFL sucks. Can we say that?
I love it, man.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. Well, look, if it makes you feel better, I have nothing to do with St. Louis. I got nothing to do with L.A. I got nothing to do with Kansas City. But I'll tell you this much. I hate the fact that the Rams are in Los Angeles. It ain't nothing but a name sham. So I hear you, Dustin, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a good night. Have a good weekend. What you doing for the weekend?
Oh, man, I'm just barbecuing. Just last weekend of the summer, enjoying myself. And
Weekend of the summer, what is it?
Yeah, for me.
Okay, all right. Well, enjoy it, man, and have some barbecue for me too, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Shout-outs to Dustin for calling from Winston-Salem in North Carolina. See, nobody – who likes the preseason? Nobody. He's going to be barbecuing. They got nothing but games on all weekend. He's going to sit back and, I guess, have some brisket, make some ribs, all these things that I haven't eaten in God knows when. He's going to make all of it.
You want to be blown away, JR?
Are you confident that I'm going to be blown away?
Well, it's interesting because you would think nobody respects, appreciates, or takes anything away from the preseason. It is, to your point, a glorified dress rehearsal. With that being said, we have a poll out right now, JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay.
And in that poll, more than one-third of your audience still really enjoys the NFL preseason.
33%.
More than one-third. You would think it's like nobody. And obviously CBS Sports Radio and JR, between you two, you reach 70,000 people on Twitter alone. One-third of that audience still takes a lot away from the preseason. Go figure.
Oh, it's 33%, man. That's still 60. But there's still two-thirds that don't give a damn.
I know, JR, but you would think it's like 5 to 10% actually enjoy the preseason.
Part of that 33%, they bunch of liars. Okay. Bunch of liars. It's okay. We got Shep. You never met a liar in your life?
Listen, I meet a liar on every street corner. The point is.
Oh, a hooker?
No, well, not that kind of liar.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't get involved in that. But JR, in Twitter, if you're taking a poll, you're going to be honest because it's anonymous. Really? So you're not going to do something to be a provocateur or an antagonistic person, right?
All right. Congratulations to the 33% of people who like preseason. Y'all a bunch of liars. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone who might need a preseason game or a preseason matchup is Jadeveon Clowney. Why? Because he has a new team. He's now a member of the Ravens. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, you know who that is. This guy, he just casually hit a grand slam tonight. Just casually. 43 home runs. Tied with Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves for a Major League Baseball leading 43 home runs. Right now at this moment, the Angels lead Tampa Bay 5-4. Now let's also be real. We're basically on a countdown for Shohei Ohtani to, I don't know, depart the Los Angeles Angels. The last time I looked, they suck. Like, they made all these trades, and now they're below 500. Right now, they got a record of 60-62. Like, oh, let's try to compete and keep Shohei Ohtani, and maybe we can convince him to stay. Stop it. How do you suck for 4 years? And then you think 3 months is supposed to change this dude's mind? Shohei Ohtani's about to get another MVP. Shohei Ohtani's about to pick another team. And Shohei Ohtani's about to look at the Angels and go, bye. And you know what really suck? And what I'd find to be very likely, just because of logistics and proximity, tell me why Shohei Ohtani wouldn't just go up the road, up I-5, to the Dodgers. What the hell are you staying with these losers for? Ain't nothing going to change with the Angels of Anaheim. Nothing's changing with them over the next month. Get out of here. And he has to do all the work. Where's Mike Trout?
Probably injured.
Yeah, look at his wounds. Come on now. Stop. Shohei Ohtani. One of the best baseball players ever. What the hell are you staying with them losers for? Good for him hitting a home run. Hope he gets paid a ridiculous amount of money. And I hope he leaves for the Dodgers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get into Jadeveon Clowney. He has a new job. We got a lot. But let's go to Alabama. Let's talk to Josh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to jump in on the preseason football conversation that you had going on earlier. I can give or take it. I actually think it's a bad thing for the players themselves because it gives more opportunities for injuries. And I just don't think there's any need for that. Just go ahead and start the season as you should, because if somebody gets injured in the preseason, then they're out for the regular season. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, we know football in the NFL is a contact sport. You certainly have to get your body conditioned to take the beating and take the abuse. And a lot of it is not going to come in preseason. And so you want to get some reps, some repetitions under your belt before you go full steam. So there's a ramp-up period. I mean, even if we historically look at the beginning of the NFL season, not the preseason, but if we start in September and go along, it doesn't look like everybody is fully acclimated to what the season will look like. It takes about 1 or 2 weeks or maybe 3 before you really start feeling settled in. So I'm not going to poo-poo the preseason in regards to getting some of these guys ready. Sure, they're participating in practice. Does everybody need to play in the preseason? The answer is no. But I still think there's some value to get your body ready for some of the guys, some of them.
I agree with that. And to piggyback one of your previous callers, he said he was going to barbecue this weekend. I actually run a barbecue food truck, so I'm always smoking brisket and ribs.
Where in Alabama you at?
Oh, I'm in Shelby County, Alabama, Harpersville, at a Hogtied Barbecue, man.
Well,
love to send you some barbecue.
I don't know how far is that from Atlanta?
From Atlanta, 2.5 hours, brother.
Oh, damn. Okay, I was hoping you'd say like 90 minutes or less, but damn.
Well, I have plenty of friends in Atlanta, so next time I come into town and everything, I'll look you up.
Oh, well, please do. I'm in Peachtree and Colony Square. You find me, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks, man. Right. I appreciate you taking my call.
You be safe. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, cheers. Thank you. Hey, Shep, you don't like barbecue, right? No?
If it's free, I like it.
Oh, well, we're Shep. We're going to have some free. But you got to come to Georgia. Is that going to be free?
Well, no, but the barbecue is, so I might have to compromise.
Maybe we can ship some up to New York.
I take it.
Yeah, free. Hey,
thank you, Josh.
We like free. Free 99. Mike from Mississippi, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
How are we doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. Big fan.
Yeah, good. What's up?
Hey, you know, I'm a big fan of the preseason, and a couple of reasons. You get to see a lot of the kids in college that you got to watch, like Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the quarterback from UCLA. He scored a touchdown in his debut in the Hall of Fame game. And you get to see the guys that might not make the roster. You know, I'm a Saints fan, so we drafted a receiver in the fifth or sixth round, and he's really shining, and he's earning himself a roster spot. And this is a guy that, you know, could be a foundational piece for this young Saint, or, well, transforming into a young Saints roster. And, I don't really agree with not playing in the preseason for injury, because if you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. If that's the case, then why even practice? It's a contact sport, and bad luck happens. I mean, in fact, I think it's negative for teams that don't play their starters in the preseason. Look at the Rams last year, or the Broncos. Now, the Broncos were a dumpster fire for a ton of reasons, but there is a correlation in first team not taking reps and their performance once the season starts.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Mississippi. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a little repetition. Me? I don't need to see it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Jadeveon Clowney, Sam Howell, and so much more. Don't move.